Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here. We are recording this just a couple days before Christmas, and you know, I've just been thinking how my favorite part of what we do to impact you, Cleaning Nation, is to give you guys and gals the tools to get out of running your cleaning company day to day, whether for you that's cleaning or picking up and dropping off employees, supplies, just being stuck in the office, and really figure out how to let this thing run itself, right? So the problem is, for a lot of you guys and gals, because I know we talk to you every day, is that it's the end of the year, it's the end of another year, and you're looking back on 2020 and you're starting to realize, or you're realizing, you didn't live the life that you planned on living, right? You worked harder maybe than last year and thought that's what you had to do to get your business to get to the next level, right? But you didn't get the growth that you wanted. Maybe you worked harder, maybe than I've ever worked. I'm not getting the results that I wanted to get. And I don't see an end to it. I want to have that dream and that promise of letting the company run itself and it serve me as opposed to me serve it. You're in the right spot. We're going to figure out how to unwind that, because I don't know about you, but for me, I know we talk to a lot of owners of cleaning companies. They just, you know, you guys oftentimes will put on a brave face, like, I can do this forever. I'm never going to quit. But if you were honest and just like in a quiet of kind of your own heart and you asked yourself, how many years am I willing to continue like this, right? Maybe you're able to do it forever, but how long do you want to live like this, right? And do you have a plan to actually have the life that you want? And that's what we are about today, is helping you come up with a plan to actually move forward with belief and certainty that you can have a cleaning company that runs itself and serves you, as opposed to you kind of hustling and doing all the work, right? And you know, for most of you guys out there, there's a family that's been really, really supportive of you working way too hard for way too little money, and they feel your dream and they want your dream, and you're just worried, like, how long are they going to be supportive, right? So if we don't get this fixed, it can cost us and our family our dreams, and without, you know, overstating it, sometimes maybe cost us from creating the result that we were put on this earth to create, right? So to do this, we've got to get over a couple beliefs that have probably been holding us back, right? There's this belief, which is a good belief. It's rooted in the truth of, if I work harder now, I won't have to work so hard or at all later. The problem is, and the truth of this is, that most of you guys have been doing this long enough that it is later, right? We've been telling ourselves that for months and oftentimes years, God forbid, sometimes decades, and later never comes, right? So that's just not a belief. If we keep, you know, let me specify, if we keep working harder on the things that we've been working harder on, we won't get different results, right? So we have to actually do different things, which is what we're going to talk about today, is as opposed to more of the same. And I know when I say this, it sounds obvious, like obviously if I keep doing the same thing, I can't expect different results. That's nutballs. But we keep, and then, but if we look at what we're doing, we just go, we double down on the harder that we've been doing. So we have to understand that, yes, if we work harder really on ourselves and we work harder on focusing on the right things, that's going to be able to get us out of working later. But if we just keep doubling and tripling, quadrupling down on what we've been doing already, we're going to just double and quadruple down on the results. That's why we keep working harder, but we don't really get more results, right? We get $10 and $20 an hour results, i.e. if I work 40 hours a week making $20 an hour, that's $800 a week. So if I work 60, you know, but eventually we run out of hours. So we have to start doing higher caliber work, right? Because that just leads, and here's the one that just breaks my heart. And, you know, let me kind of answer this for yourself. We have that feeling like next year is going to be different because it has to be, right? Like it just has to be. We kind of, it doesn't seem fair when we're like, it's not possible. I could work so hard and give everything I want, everything this business asks, and it just keeps being the same, right? We kind of just have this, it has to be. And that's the saddest thing ever, because your business doesn't negotiate that way, right? A lot of times it's just like, oh, there's no way I could work that hard and spend this much time and money giving to my business, and it can't get better. It has to. But if we look at historically, it hasn't, right? Your business is always going to give what you tolerate, right? It's like a spoiled child. When you give that child everything, you'll think, if I just give him everything, then he'll stop wanting. But the reality is they want more and more, and it gets more and more unreasonable, right? So at some point we have to set boundaries and learn to have the business serve us as opposed to us serve it. And a lot of this stems from beliefs, guys and gals. We always talk a lot about beliefs first and then the actions, because if the beliefs are wrong, the actions are never going to make sense and they're never going to work. So the belief of I can do this forever isn't going to serve you. If I just work harder doing it, what I've been doing, I won't have to work later. It's not going to serve you. Next year is going to be different because it has to be. It's not going to serve you. Here's another one that can kill you that we have to absolutely dismantle. I work so hard because there's so much to do. You don't understand, Mike. Like, there's just 100 hours of work to do every week. And when I work 60 or 70 or 80, there's still stuff left over to do. As long as you're willing to believe that truth, you are just sticking it to yourself. There's really no escape, right? The truth of the matter is you're working so hard because you're doing the wrong things, right? So in a business owner's life or in a business, there's always an infinite amount of things that need to get done. We get goofed up and tripped up when we start thinking we have to do them all. First of all, a lot of them don't even have to be done, truth be told. Second of all, we certainly don't have to do any of them, or there's very, very, very few. So when we get caught up into the, you don't understand, Mike, there's so much to do. You just don't understand how many things. Trust me, all I do all day long is I've talked to literally thousands of owners of business cleaning companies. Certainly, I've talked to thousands of owners of business companies, more specifically cleaning, and they all think their situation is, you don't understand, Mike, I have a very complex schedule. No one can do the scheduling like I do it. No one can clean the way I clean. My customers won't tolerate it. No one can, my employees don't have cars and I've got to drag rags to them. You know, just all this crazy belief, and we all think we're unique, and the reality is we're not, right? That belief is the most common thing, right? So the truth is you're working too hard because you're doing the wrong things. So everything that you do is one of two things. Either it's worth doing and it's recurring, cleaning, payroll, doing rags, tasks that you do today, you have to do them over again. If it's worth doing, you can afford to pay somebody. Or you can't afford to pay someone, it's not worth doing, right? So this is a business that's for profitable. So if the things that we're doing don't get paid for by our clients, we're obviously not bringing in a value in our clients to keep doing those things, right? So we think oftentimes we have to do everything because no one else can do it right, which just means that we don't have the right mindset about hiring and training and onboarding and building a team. Or we I think we don't have enough money to pay someone to do it. Well, if we don't have enough money, we have a broken business model, right? So the problem is, no matter which the circumstance, we don't have enough money to pay somebody, or we have this belief that no one else in the world can do it, which is not the truth. Neither of the solutions to those problems, neither of the correct solutions that gave you any results is, I'll work harder, right? So as opposed to doing the harder work of thinking, right? That's the work we're really trying to avoid. Thinking of, why can't I afford to pay someone to do this, right? That, because then we have to start answering questions that we may not want to hear the answer, which would be, I'm not charging my customers enough money. And then it gets into, well, if I'm not charging my customers enough money, they won't pay. Well, maybe you have the wrong customers, or maybe you don't know how to do a client attraction system, right? So those questions can kind of lead to harder answers that we don't want to do. But the problem is we go right into, I'll just work harder, and that's never going to solve it, right? So if the problem is we're not charging enough, we have the wrong customers, we don't value ourselves enough, some sort of thing, you know, where the financial model of our business is broken, we think if we just work harder, that'll solve it, but it never solves it, right? Or the flip side is, it's just not worth doing, right? Like, if you can't afford to pay someone to do it, it's either not worth doing, just quit doing it altogether, or you got a broken business model. But neither of those scenarios is the correct solution for you just to work harder, right? And I would tell you, I promise, like, if you work hard, you'll make a bunch of money, you'll just have to work hard. It's not the case. Believe it or not, it gets worse. You work harder than you ever can because you're so tired all the time. You don't have the emotional and mental and spiritual, like, wherewithal left over to run your business and to be a leader, because you just wring yourself out cleaning or just doing the day-to-day tasks, right? So then no one's running your company. No one's thinking the big thoughts of, why can't I afford to pay people to do this stuff? so more work just gets shouldered onto you. So trust me, trust me, trust me. It is never a matter of there's too much to do, right? I work too hard. I work 80 hours a week because there's just too much to do and no one else can do it. The reality is you're working too hard because no one's hired the right people or built the right team, and you are the only one that can do that. And the reason you're not doing it is you're working too hard, right? So we've got to move from I work too hard because there's too much to do, it's unavoidable, and understand the reality of I work too hard because I'm working in the business as opposed to on it, right? I've got to upgrade the caliber, the quality, not the quantity of my work. It's easier, it feels harder, seems harder to upgrade the quantity, right? To just do more, but that's what we end up doing. The thinking is the hard work, right? So the next thing that's going to trip us up is this belief that there's certain parts of the job that only I can do, right? The reality is there are certain parts of the job that only you can do, but 9 times out of 8, you're not doing them because you're doing the parts of the job that other people should do. Cleaning, payroll, sales for smaller companies or for smaller customers, scheduling, ordering rags, cleaning the office, dealing with vendors, paying bills, just the day-to-day operational nonsense. We think that we have to do all that stuff as the owner just because we started, it was just us, which is fine. If you're just like, hey, I just want to make a couple bucks and be a solopreneur, yep, you're going to have to do everything and that you can get paid okay. But the more you work, you kind of get there's a law of diminishing returns come into play where you don't make any more money. You do more work, but you really don't make any more money. So the beautiful thing is there are certain parts of your job that only you could be doing. But when you're working too hard, not making any more money, you're not doing any of them, right? When you're working in your business, nobody's working on your business. And the parts of your job that you're the only one that should and could be doing, those are the on your business stuff, which we lie to ourselves doing a bunch of in the work, in the business garbage. It's not going to serve us or our clients. And then because we do 60, 70 hours a week of that, we get worn and wrung out, and then we don't work on our business anymore, if that makes sense, right? So we make the excuse that I have to do the rags. I have to bring this, you know, get the key to the guy that called in because the alarm's going off, and all this nonsense that we don't like doing and we shouldn't be doing. We do because it's easier to just respond to emergencies than think through why these emergencies are happening. The problem is the money gets paid, the big bucks get paid as an owner is solving these emergencies, right? And really thinking through it. So the parts of the business that only you could and should be doing are stuff that you can do from anywhere in the world, right? You don't have to be on site. We've got clients that have their business in one city and they live in another. So it's absolutely possible to be able to do that, right? Also, those parts that you're working on the business are almost never emergencies, right? You're creating systems and processes and culture and building a team. Those are things that you can take a week off and nobody notices, right? So you know you're working in the business if you take a week off and everything crumbles, right? If you take a week off because you clean and everything falls apart because no one's cleaning, then you're working on the wrong things, right? When you're working on culture and you take a week off, nobody notices because you're working on the business, right? So when you're working in the business, it's an emergency if you stop working, and that makes you feel like you can't take a vacation and take time off. When you're working on the business, it's so easy to be able to take time off. Get a lot of feedback from the folks on the live with the thumbs up. So it makes me so happy that this is kind of hitting you guys where you need. So again, just doing more of what you're doing now is not going to fix the problem. You know in your heart, and I think the reason you guys are responding so positively is you know in your heart what I'm saying is what you already know, right? This isn't a new thing. This is just helping you go, holy crap, I think I kind of knew that and felt that. It just helps that someone else is saying it, right? So we know that if we want different results, we need to take a different caliber and character and level of actions, not just more of the same, right? So let me give you some encouragement. A lot of times when we do the same thing over and over again and it doesn't work, and then we do more of it and it doesn't work, we make the mistake of going, all right, well, let's just quadruple down. It doesn't work. And then we give up, or we feel like it's time to give up hope. I'm too stupid. It's me. This isn't going to work, right? Let me encourage you. Let me give you some hope. The magic is not working harder. It's commitment to grow you personally as a person first, and then let your business grow. I got to tell you, the folks in our system, right? Because we teach you systems and processes to get out of cleaning and have a hiring system and a client attraction system. And those are all amazing, but none of it's going to work. We don't accept clients until they are all in committed to go, I am willing and ready to grow me as the owner first. And I understand if my beliefs about the business and how I look at the business, how I feel about the business, and how I, my emotional piece, if that doesn't change, all the systems and processes in the world aren't going to work.
Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
I lost it. My phone, I don't know about if you guys ever have this, my stupid iPhone or iWatch constantly in the middle of a sentence just interrupts. It's very frustrating. All right. So for those of you, I want to give you hope. For those of you that have just tried the, I'm going to double, triple, quadruple down and it's not going to work, I want to encourage you that the real thing is just commitment, and the commitment is starts with you being willing to grow, right? So if you're like, I'm only willing to work harder doing the same things I'm doing now, you're not going to have any luck. But once you go, I'm willing to change how I look at the business, what I believe about the business, and what I think about and how I spend my time, then we can give you some systems and processes that are really, really powerful, right? So the two things that we're going to need is one, a commitment to the pain of doing what I'm doing now is greater than the pain of change, right? I'll do anything, legal, ethical, and moral. Never lie or cheat or steal or hurt anybody. But I'll do anything that's, you know, legal and ethical and moral to get this result, even if it includes stopping doing the things I'm comfortable doing, working, cleaning, doing stupid stuff 60, 80 hours a week, and starting to spend some time, 5, 10 hours a week growing, right? You couple that with the right systems and processes, you have to change. It's not optional. There's no way around it. You will change. So I want to encourage you, for those of you that have just done more of the same and it hasn't worked and you're ready to give up, the answer is not to give up. And it's certainly not to do more of the same, because that's what's gotten you this place in the first place. It's to be ready to be like, okay, I'm going to change who I am and how I look at my business. And once I do that, I'm going to be able to change how the systems and processes that I use, right? And one of the gals on Lydia just said live that, hey, I'm just a startup business, you know, everything's learning, which is great. I want all of you guys to know this works if you're just starting out. It works if you've got a bunch of clients, but you're cleaning them yourself. If you've got some helpers cleaning, but you're still in the field. If you're completely out of the field, but stuck in the office all day. We all get stuck at different levels, but the stuck is the same, right? We get to the point of, I'm not willing to grow and up-level what I do and how I think. I'm only willing to double and quadruple down on what I'm already doing, right? So it doesn't matter what level we get stuck at, the answer is always the same. We've got to kind of upgrade our thought process and upgrade our systems and processes. When we do that, we can't help but upgrade. Just like if you do more of what you've been doing, there's no way you can get anything other than what you've got, right? That's just how life works. So as frustrating that is, and it makes us kind of lose hope, the flip side is also the truth. If I upgrade my systems and processes, and I upgrade how I think about the problems of my business and look at them in a more enlightened way, there's no way I can't change. I have to change. There's just no other use, right? So the good news is, the things that have been, the habits that have been holding you hostage are the exact same habits that are going to set you free, right? So the good news is, once you're willing to do that, you can uncap your income potential, right? Because if we're stuck in the business, we can only make so much money. It's tied to what we do. Once we get out of the business, we have systems and processes, and we know how to manage a team and a culture and the systems and processes, our income potential becomes unlinked from the time that we spend, and you can make as much as you want, right? As long as your income is linked to the time that you invest, you've only got so much of time, right? We all have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But once you unlink the ability to make money from you physically doing stuff, basically moving from working in the business to on the business, your income potential becomes uncapped. That can start making your business work for you and get out of working for your business. And here's the magic, guys, gals, you can love your business again, right? As opposed to employees being these like necessary evil that we hate, that we have to have, or just going in because we have to, and we've told our family we're going to do it. Like, you actually start getting that entrepreneurial desire, and you start feeling in love with your business and your people, and you start getting energized by working on your business as opposed to having the life sucked out of you from working in your business. So hopefully this is scratching where you're itch, and especially right here at the end of the year, you're like, yes, I've been wanting to upgrade and up-level who I am and where I'm at and how to do all this stuff. We can help you. Book a scale session with me and our team right now. These are for owners of companies or people that are just starting who are like, I'm not willing to do the same things and just try and work harder to make more money. I want to have a business that works for me and not have a job that I have to work for. I want proven systems and processes, but more than that, I'm coachable around how I need to look at my business and the beliefs that I need to have to be successful, right? So if you want to book a scale session, they are amazing. It's probably the best thing that we do in our whole thing here. We'll look at what's possible for your company in terms of time and money freedom over the next 90 days and the next 12 months based on where you're at in your business, who you're serving, what your niche is, if you've started. We'll look at your pricing, right? Your client traction systems, your hiring, your staffing, what's working, what's not working. Look for the opportunities that you've been missing, right? That we've been overlooking. That's what's costing you, right? We keep making the same mistakes over and over again. And the number one obstacle that's been holding you back, and it's almost always you, but we'll look at what belief or thing that you're doing is holding you back, so we can get rid of that and make a plan that you can have more fun, help more people, and make so much more money more quickly. You will leave this session feeling clear, feeling confident, and most importantly, excited about scaling your cleaning company to the next level and getting that hope again that next year, 2021, can be better than this year. So grab a time right now, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We don't charge anything for these things. We are just there to really look at where you're at and help you get a plan to get where you want to be. So growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Book one now. We would love to see and help you. And we've got a whole team here that is the only reason we show up every day, all day, is because we love helping owners of cleaning companies get freedom, work on their business as opposed to in it. And we'll be honored to serve you and can't wait to meet you. Talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.